And here's a clip of a woman who forgot to do something. And that's great, isn't it? I know there were people that wrote into Newswatch last week and said, you know, Samira Armour, that they shouldn't have been watching it so many times on BBC, but it just brings me so much joy to see it. And it's great, isn't it? Because she forgot to watch her children. But, you know, we all forget to do things at different times, don't we? And I'm going to need a little bit of audience participation, but I noticed that all the youth appear to have disappeared at this point. But I was going to ask you, young people, what are the sorts of things that you forget? Young people, come on, call out. What sorts of things do you forget?
Everything.
Everything, says Tom. Okay. Anything particular that young people might forget to do? Pardon? Oh, clean their teeth. Yeah, okay. Anything up there?
Homework.
Homework, yeah, very important. Perhaps one more thing. Make their beds. Oh, some of the young people are coming back now. Anyway, okay. Perhaps they forgot to stay in the service. I don't know. And what about you ladies? What are the sorts of things that you might forget to do? Ladies, what sorts of things do you forget? Unlike that, you know, that super mum in that first clip, what are the sorts of things you've... Michaela, it's just an unfinome phenomenon for you. You wouldn't forget anything, would you? No. We're women. We don't forget things. I'm sure we do sometimes, no? All the... What have we got over there?
My name.
Your name sometimes. Other people's names. I'm always forgetting other people's names. Anything else? Ladies. Pardon? Appointments. Oh, very important to remember appointments, especially for your hair and your nails. And gentlemen. Now, I'm expecting silence here, aren't I? Gentlemen, what are some of the things that you might forget to do?
Wedding anniversaries.
Wedding anniversaries. Oh, my word. And you're still alive. That's incredible. You forgot your first one. Oh, no, Reese. Come on, man up. What else? Anything up there, gentlemen, up the top? Anything you forget to do ever?
Pick the children up.
Yeah, Nick forgets to pick your children up, doesn't he, Ian? Yeah, I know. I was coming on to Nick later, actually. Okay, so, well... I was going to say, actually, I'm not going to speak too much about the things that Nick forgets, as many of you already know the list. But I must share one example of a time when we went to Centre Parks, and I was going off early abseiling with Daniel and David because Nick is terrified of heights, and I love abseiling. And all Nick had to do was look after Esther, who was about 5 or 6 months old at the time. And when we regrouped at lunchtime, he commented on how incredibly miserable and fretful she had been all morning. And I asked the really simple question, well, you know, how much did she have for breakfast? And there was this complete blank kind of look that said, well, was I supposed to give her breakfast? You know, so, but, you know, we all have trouble with our memory, don't we? And, I'm not clicking on here, am I, at all? This is the bit I can't do. We all forget things. And, you know, we can try various strategies to help us remember. I am a great list person. I love writing lists. And especially if I've done something that's not on my list, I have to write it on my list and then cross it off for that sense of achievement that I haven't forgotten something. But, you know, perhaps you tie a knot in a hanky. And we have lots of different strategies to help us. Perhaps when we're trying to revise for an exam, I remember trying to remember all the elements and their properties in the periodic table for my chemistry A-level, and it can be a challenge, can't it? You know, we've got a friend who has an amazing memory. His name's David John. He's a minister in our old church, and he has this phenomenal memory for people's names and faces and events, and he can memorise a whole sermon with all the quotes and all the references by using particular memory strategies, and I think that's phenomenal. But one of the most fun ways that I have ever had to learn to memorise something was a number of years ago, about 12 years ago, I went on a ladies' spiritual health retreat with Nancy Gowdy at NGM. Some of you might have heard of her before. And she taught us how to rap to learn memory verses. Now, I'm going to say now, to save Esther any embarrassment, I am absolutely not going to rap this memory verse, okay? Because my life would not be worth living. But that verse, because I learnt it so much, has stayed with me throughout the last 12 years. And it's this verse from Isaiah. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. I will not forget you. And that verse has stayed with me for the last 12 years. And when I realised that I would probably be speaking this morning, I lay awake pondering what God might want to share with us today. And as I lay awake in the night, that was all I could think of, was this verse and the question, can God forget us? But you know, I'm not alone in thinking this. You know, throughout Scripture, many of God's people have asked the same question. You know, Noah and his family must have thought that God had forgotten them in the ark. You know, perhaps after 150 days, they were beginning to wonder what on earth God was doing. But Genesis 8, verse 1 says this, but God remembered Noah. And then we could think of that other great biblical character, Joseph, when he was in prison for all that time. He must have felt that God had forgotten him. But we know the end of that story, don't we? We know that God hadn't forgotten him and, in fact, used him to save not just Joseph's family, but an entire nation. And then we could come to Moses, couldn't we? Most of us know about Moses and the nation of Israel. Both in Egypt and on their way to the promised land, they complained and they groaned and they grumbled that God had forgotten them. But he hadn't, and he provided for all that they needed. In Exodus 2, we read that God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God had remembered them. And we could also think of King David, another great figure in the Bible. He cried out a number of times that God had forgotten him. Psalm 13 says this, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? So we're not alone, are we, in thinking that God may have forgotten us. And perhaps there are some of you here today who feel that God has forgotten you. Perhaps there were people on Wednesday in London who, as those tragic circumstances unfolded, felt that God had forgotten them. Where was God in this? But what does it actually mean? What does the word to forget mean? Well, you know, it has several meanings. It means to lose. So perhaps God has lost us. It can mean to misplace. Perhaps God has misplaced us. But to forget can also be interpreted reject. And perhaps for some of us here today, we're getting a bit closer to our understanding of God forgetting us. We know that God, God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, can't lose us, can't misplace us. But perhaps we fear that he could or has rejected us. Or just isn't bothered with us. You know, when Isaiah wrote those words that I read earlier to you, it was in response to such a cry. It says this, yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us. And the captive Judeans, they believe that God had abandoned them, rejected them because of their wrongdoing, because of their sin. You know, over the years, I've worked with a good number of children, both in this country and in Ukraine, who for one reason or another have found themselves in the care system. And many of them feel a huge sense of rejection, of abandonment, of being forgotten. Many of them blame themselves for not being good enough. Many live their lives kind of feeling they're not worthy of love. They live with something that we call toxic shame. And perhaps that's how we live our lives at times, not feeling good enough for God, not worthy of his love. We just don't quite get how God could love us with all of our messes in our lives. But God says to us, I will not forget you. In the message, it says this: I never forget you. Never, never. So how does God remember us? Does he need a revision schedule or a list or a memory strategy? No. This is what he says. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. He's written our names on his hand. Matthew Henry writes this: God's compassions to his people infinitely exceed those of the tenderest parents towards their children. His setting them as a mark on his hand or a seal upon his arm denotes his ever being mindful of them. He is thinking about us all of the time. He is delighting in us all of the time. He is singing, it says in Zephaniah, he sings a love song over us all of the time. You know, just recently, a lady from here, we were decorating at the manse, actually, and she said something really profound, and I've thought a lot about this over the last week or so, that when you have a baby in your arms ache for a while, but as they grow, your heart aches forever. And I think about my own children, I think that is so true. You know, we think it's hard when they're babies, but when they grow up and they do their own thing and they mess up their lives at times, you know, how much harder that is, how much that hurts. And, you know, that's what God has had to do with us. You know, he's had to let us go, give us that choice. And boy, how we've messed things up for him. You know, how we've messed things up for ourselves and how much he must ache in his heart for us. You know, God has compassion for us. He has not, he will not ever be able to forget us. He is always mindful of us. And because of that, he sent his only son, Jesus, to die for our messes, for all the mess that we make in our lives. John 3:16 says this: for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have everlasting, eternal life. And you know, you might be hearing this good news for the first time or the 100th time this morning, but God's heart aches for you, for each one of us, whether we know him a little, a lot, or still have yet to find him. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. I will not forget you. And perhaps you might just want to, in your mind, put your name in there. I will not forget you, Sharon. I will not forget you, Nick, Roland. I haven't forgotten about you. You know, whatever season you are in your life, whether your circumstances tell you, whatever your circumstances tell you, God has not forgotten you. I read this morning. Circumstances are never the way to measure how God feels about us. Our circumstances don't tell us that. Only his word tells us how he feels about us. This morning, listen for his words. Tune into his heart for you. A heart that is unchanging. A heart that is unchangingly loving, no matter what our circumstances may tell us. He has inscribed your name on the palm of his hand. Amen.